A tinderbox of competition and resentments underneath the facade of a picture-perfect couple is ignited when the husband's professional dreams come crashing down. This is the plot summary of the 2025 film The Roses, which released on August 29th. It stars Olivia Colman as Ivy Rose, Benedict Cumberbatch as Theo Rose, Kate McKinnon as Amy, Adam Sandberg as Barry, and Sunita Mani as Jane. This film is a remake of the 1989 film The War of the Roses, starring Michael Douglas and Kathleen Turner and Danny DeVito. I hadn't really seen that previous film, but I did watch a preview, and I have to say, the difference to me is stark. Although there are some similarities, at least the trailer has you believing that they actually want to kill each other and they hate each other. But in this film, it was, in my opinion, a little more lighthearted. Actually, the actors made me believe that there was really some love behind their anger. When the climactic points of the film start up and they start having their more serious battles, they weren't really trying to hurt each other, but they were just letting off steam, if you will. So I don't know. I think that is a big testament to the acting. And now I hadn't really seen Olivia Colman, or at least paid attention to her, and now I'm a big fan. I think she was amazing in this film. Benedict Cumberbatch's character, Theo Rose, he loses his job. He's basically laid off. He ends up having to rely on Ivy Rose, on his wife, and they had a couple of kids by this point. She was a chef in the movie, and she was starting, her success was starting to outpace Theo's success. That was probably one of the sources of the frustration. And then ultimately, this film culminates in essentially a kind of a big battle between the two of them after the kids had moved out of the house and went to college. I won't spoil that. On IMDb, they don't list the film's budget, but so far it's been a couple of days and the film's already grossed $18 million. I was at the theater in Ontario watching this, and the theater was packed, and there was a lot of moments in the film where people were laughing, and it was an enjoyable experience. Having said that, I really enjoyed The Roses, this remake. I thought it was good. One of the problems that I kind of had with the film was that the main leads are a little on the older side, and yet they're trying to show that they have these kids that look like they could be their grandkids. And if I'm being honest, I would say Olivia Colman's probably, I don't know, I'm not sure how old they are in real life, but she looks like a lot older than Benedict Cumberbatch. Like, there's a little bit of an age difference there, and there's no way they would have these 7 or 8 year old kids at their age. So it would probably be more believable if they were grandkids or if they had younger actors. I mean, that was just one of my minor gripes in the film. Overall, I really enjoyed The Roses. I thought it was entertaining. It was funny. The characters had me laughing. They were believable to me. If I were to compare this with the film that I saw right after this, it's the one by Darren Aronofsky called Caught Stealing, and it stars Austin Butler, Zoe Kravitz, Regina King. But that film, I remember thinking after it was over, man, I really enjoyed The Roses a lot better than this film. When you kind of compare two films back to back, if I had to make a choice really quick, I would say go see The Roses. And this is knowing that I'm a huge Austin Butler fan. That's why I had to see that film as well. But anyway, The Roses, very entertaining. I enjoyed it the whole way through, and I give The Roses 5 stars.